something that people get in the, people like to eat that they catch in the ocean, and it looks sort of like a crawfish, but it's got a fan-shaped tail on it, and people fry them, and they hold them by the tail when they eat them.
I forget what you call them, but I had on my mind was salmon, but that's not the salmon.
No, this is a little thing. It looks, it's got a shell
about.
On it, and people shell it,
about.
And then they'll dip it and fry it, kind of like, and then they'll hold it by the tail when they eat it.
I heard my mother talking about them.
Now, have you ever...
I never saw one, but I can't remember the name of it right now.
And sometimes now, even in restaurants, they'll serve shrimp. Have you ever heard of...
Oh, yeah. Mama, they used to get them here, they called them. What a shrimp that you got here? No, it was mackerel. They used to ship in here,
ship
and
in
it was
here.
Salty as everything.
Salty. Mm-hmm.
But Mama's talking about when they get them out of the ocean fresh, she says they're good. The shrimp, too.
Mm-hmm.
They ship that in here salted, and it don't taste good.
And it's not the same?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's just like something frozen. I can't hardly stomach this frozen stuff.
Oh, I know.
Doesn't take frozen fish, and you get them thawed, they don't taste like fish.
Not the same.
No, ma'am. Nothing. Taste the same, not even the beef, no nothing.
Well, what would you call that? Now, this next part's about insects and things like. Now, the insect that, like at night, a lot of times it looks sort of like a little white butterfly, and it'll get around your light.
That's called candlefly.
Oh, a candlefly.
Sometimes one come down through that hole and get the nail out there aggravating.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now. Of course, now in the old days, you told me that the lights, they'd always just have to use coal oil, like that. Well, now, one of those things up there, though, you call that a
electric light.
Mm-hmm. And then that thing that comes down that actually lights up, you call it a...
Oh, what? Dummy.
Was it
a bulb? Yeah, bulb, and then I thought you were talking about a coal oil lamp. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Burner.
Is that what they call it on
the... A coal oil lamp, the burner, and the wick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, is a candlefly the same thing as a moth?
Almost.
It is?
Yes,
some
just little
difference?
Old fuzzy-looking bug. And it's got little old silver-looking stuff on it, and it's nasty whenever you kill one.
Oh, is that what a candlefly?
Yeah, that little candlefly. Yes,
what about
and
a moth? What does it look like?
Oh, just a little old thing. Looks like a worm wrapped up in a little cocoon mess until it gets grown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a little tiny black thing, just tiny as it can be. And it works its way under your coat. Your nice coat, that's what it does me, or anything nice and wool. If you don't put moth balls in your pockets or around your clothes, they'll eat your little tiny holes in your clothes.
The
moth will.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's a little tiny thing after it comes out of that shell of a thing, I call it. Not a shell, but it comes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just work its way. It's just easy under your, if you got a nice wool piece of, if it's your coat or your dress, right, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you call the moth eating. It will. It'll run your clothes, your skirt, your wool skirt, or your coat suit if it's wool, or your long coat, whatever you have wool.
Mm-hmm. Well, now when you were growing up, did they have lots of
mothballs?
Well, or no, I mean actually the bugs themselves. Lots of
moths.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am. More. They were worse then. Unless they've got these mothballs to, you know, and other things to keep them, to kill them out and kill the eggs. They were terrible in my time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet
oh,
they were.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible. They got the mothballs. Well, that helped a lot. Now they got other things, you know, to spray and different things, and you don't